This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at FETC 2024. Background noise, clanking dishes, and more. Enjoy the show.
Still using Google Forms for classroom walkthroughs? Bullseye gives K-12 leaders the easiest, most customizable school walkthrough, coaching, and feedback platform that helps measurably improve teachers' instructional practices and students' test scores. You can learn to use Bullseye within minutes, and the platform is fully customizable with your organizational's instructional framework. Quickly and easily capture in-the-moment feedback using a cell phone, tablet, or computer. Empower teachers to reflect on and improve their own practice using the power of video. That's Bullseye for Schools. Bullseye.education.
Hey, welcome back to FETC 2024. We're excited to have our next guest in the seat, and we're going to let him introduce himself, tell us who he is and what he does and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
Yeah, super nice to meet both of you. Very excited to be here in Orlando. It's my first FETC. I'm Jake Szabo. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Bullseye Education. We are a instructional support teacher coaching software platform that's used by districts and individual schools across the country to really best support our teachers in a growth not gotcha mindset beyond just like formal evaluations. And just excited to be chatting today. I would say the best part of what I get to do is working with like innovative schools and innovative districts that are really pushing forward what's possible with teacher supports, and just co-creating Bullseye, which is like an instructional support platform with them, is just been such a pleasure.
So tell us about what are some of the resources and features that Bullseye, that your platform offers.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess kind of starting at the top here, you know, we started Bullseye to support our friends and loved ones in the classroom, as a lot of the research shows that, you know, big surprise teachers are the main catalysts of learning. Hattie's research, 2012, of a 50,000 meta-analysis study of 250 million students showed things like collective teacher efficacy, teacher clarity are some of the top influencing factors on student achievement, and that teachers who don't feel supported are more than twice as likely to leave the classroom, which can just be really, you know, negatively impactful for everything that school leaders and district leaders are pushing forward. And so kind of the breakthrough we had on our end was that teachers themselves not only need but oftentimes desire the same level of personalized and differentiated coaching that we expect them to provide to all of their students. And that doesn't come from, you know, the once a year or once every 3 year formal evaluation process, but really kind of breaking that down into more meaningful and formative chunks for them. And so kind of the high level transformation that we're really excited about helping districts go through is making these teacher support systems less by the books. You know, we all know the dog and pony show, the formal evaluation process, like, and more centered around a culture of coaching and that like growth not gotcha mantra that I kind of alluded to a second ago, where, you know, teacher and school and district goals are all shared and transparent. You know, we give administrators the ability to play to their team's strengths on, you know, a formative basis, and just set up an environment where everyone can continuously improve. And so we do this by helping them set up, you know, these teacher support systems. So there's a lot of different nomenclature people use underneath that, but you can think like classroom walkthroughs, teacher reflections, goal settings, teacher coaching cycles. And really we started Bullseye initially as like a tool for teachers, which was a mastery and competency-based formative assessment tool. And then through some of our partnerships and market research kind of are doing our best to say, well, if that's the kind of learning that we want to model at the student teacher level, why don't we do that at the teacher or at the teacher level, at the adult learning level?
Yeah.
And so as far as, yeah, really Bullseye is a tool that principals and district leaders decide to use on the principal end. It's really, you know, they are stressed, they don't have enough capacity, they don't have enough resources, and oftentimes they can't be the instructional leaders that they know that they want to be in terms of being present for their teachers and present in classrooms, whether it's a capacity issue or if they are doing it, just the, you know, current systems being pen and paper or managing these Google Forms and things like that. So Bullseye's a digital way for them to customize like a walkthrough and coaching tool where they can collaborate with teachers, get into classrooms in the moment when they have a spare 5 minutes, highlight what the teacher's doing well, maybe take some pictures, send them feedback instantly.
Nice.
And then from a district level, oftentimes they also want to follow these research-backed best practices, but they don't have visibility into what kind of teacher support systems are happening at each of the schools because there aren't unified systems to know. And they want to personalize professional development. And so, you know, capturing information on all the time that principals are spending in classrooms and using that to inform and personalize PD is essentially what we do. So we have a, I think I've probably talked around it, but, you know, we've got a platform that schools customize to help support these systems and kind of teachers and administrators use on a daily basis to collaborate.
That's cool. So that platform, is it web-based? Let's get to the nuts and bolts of that. The principal's like, okay, listening to this and go, okay, what am I going to have in my hand?
It's a web-based tool. It works on any type of cell phone, any type of tablet, any type of computer, and is totally customizable per school in terms of we're not tied to any one specific, coaching model or framework or anything like that.
Go ahead. So, you know, for most administrators and most teachers, it's that new car smell that catches them right at the beginning.
Okay.
You know, how am I going to look in this? You know, how is this going to look on me? Mm-hmm. And I love what you're talking about here. We need to get to the realization we need to meet, like we do students, we're meeting them. So now it's time to meet the teachers.
Yes.
And we haven't been doing that for a long time. It's just like, here's this in the summer, go forth and good luck. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'll drop by your class when I can. But this creates that consistency that we're looking for from the administration.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, really promoting the concept of a walkthrough is a principal getting into a classroom for anything from 5 to 15 minutes. And, you know, we have a few mental models that we try to stress where, especially, you know, in the beginning when we're building these systems, that principals should use like a strengths-based coaching model as an example, where they first highlight all of the examples that they see happening in an excellent fashion, and then maybe one noticing or wondering that they have. So, again, going back to the growth not gotcha, it's really not about how can I ding you on all the things, but, you know, research shows that building on an individual's strengths is the best way to get them to grow.
Go ahead.
So as I'm sitting here listening and I'm thinking from an administrator point of view and based on what you've said, I mean, am I given like this big, giant, wide open, empty space and I have to figure out how to fill it? Or are there already mechanisms in place so that I'm not, well, frankly, reinventing the wheel or starting from scratch? What's it look like if I, when I first jump into this thing, what am I looking at?
Yeah, so I would say that there's luckily a lot of like open source teacher coaching frameworks and models out there that people can use and have access to. Again, we're kind of like agnostic to the content side of it, but we can customize the tool. Also, oftentimes something, well, there's a research study that came out from Vanderbilt and Stanford that said, to kind of summarize, that, you know, these formative instructional support systems are some of the most powerful tools in an instructional leader's tool belt, but they're also oftentimes done wrong, frankly, whether it's not getting, you know, feedback to teachers in a timely manner, or the administrator themselves bringing in an entire laundry list, checklist of, here are all my look fors of things that I should be looking for, and then basically, because they have this whole list in front of them, they miss what's actually happening in front of them in the 7 minutes that they're in the classroom. And so with Bullseye, we kind of digitize the process, make it focus. So, you know, the aha moment is like you can pull out your phone, have it all in one place, whether I want to do media-based feedback or framework-based feedback or scripting or feedback in relation to that teacher's goals. I can also reference previous feedback, you know, walkthrough sessions right at my fingertips. But yeah, we do have like best practices that we can share with principals so they don't need to recreate the wheel. A lot of times, one effective practice that we've seen, going back to that point about not bringing in an entire evaluation framework when doing a single 7 minute walkthrough as an example, is that school leaders will take whatever evaluation framework that teachers will be evaluated on at the end of the year, and they say, hey, for this month or for this cohort of my teachers right now, we're going to focus on these three or four things. And you can have different forms and different templates in Bullseye that they could easily click into as they're getting into the specific classroom, and that helps to break down that big robust evaluation framework and kind of keep that common language. I don't know if I'm getting too nitty-gritty here in the details. And also, if I'm talking too quietly, I was just trying to be respectful. But
no, you can tell you whatever.
You're good.
Yeah. So, you know,
we can pump you up.
Yeah. So this brings it. So let's talk. I hear this podcast. I meet you today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, we want to bring this into the district. Let's talk about that onboarding. Mm-hmm. You know, what are we looking at PD-wise to prep our administrators, you know, to be ready for this and our teachers?
Yeah. So we like to say for principals, this would, you know, be less than an hour of their time to get up and running and trained and customized, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if I was a principal and I met you today, I'd say, hey, if you want to meet on Friday to have our, you know, final kickoff and training, we could do that. And you can do it all asynchronously. You can have a dedicated educator for my team. One interesting and cool point. So I was a high school math teacher. I don't know if I said that, but my wife is a principal in Denver, in Southwest Denver. And pretty much our whole team is a team of educators. And so, you know, especially our customer success team and, you know, all of our school and district partners have access to real life human and, you know, kind of try to be an extension of our school partners.
Yeah. So what's really interesting about this is that I'm always trying to find the perfect tool. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to use that, you know, lightly, but, you know, but this is the perfect tool.
Yeah.
With the customization, configuration. I hate to use the word customization anymore.
Sure.
It's more just about configuration.
Right.
Like, I need to configure this for me, and this is going to enable, you know, those folks to get things done that they need to get done in the classroom at that blink of an eye.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the nice thing is that it is, even for our, you know, district partners, we can customize it for the individual schools, and we do that for that in that. And so, yes, you can have your formal, you know, evaluation frameworks, but you can also have social-emotional frameworks that are specific to the goals of your school, you know, and things that you're pushing forward. Maybe it's project-based learning, you know.
Sure.
And so, yeah, a lot of cool opportunities just to make it more specific to your school as well as to teachers, and kind of something that is also unique that kind of to our process is we really try to make this, like, pretty teacher-centered in the sense of having teachers start with self-reflecting and setting goals within Bullseye so that all future walkthroughs and classroom visits are in relation to their goals.
Yeah, makes sense.
Well, and as we've been sitting here talking about the system itself, and you've got it implemented in several schools already, do you have could you share a success story of an implementation at a district where, you know, maybe they weren't quite where they wanted to be or where they needed to be, and then through Bullseye, they're like, okay, this is, we've hit the mark. I mean, let's use the Bullseye, you know.
You took my pun. And how many people do you think Google Mount Wanahakalugi when they see your overview?
Yeah, right.
It's like, well, where are these guys from? Oh, that's in Arkansas?
Yeah.
We work with a little over 500 schools in, I think, a little over 40 states. I'd say one very cool customer, or we like to think about them as partnerships for sure, but partner success story that I was a teacher in Louisiana. It turns out that we have a ton of great parish partners and district partners in Louisiana. Calcasieu Parish is one. It's in Lake Charles. It's a fantastic community. Their superintendent, Dr. Lafargue, was a principal. He was a college basketball coach, so he has that, like, coaching through line. And he's really the one that developed this mantra of growth, not gotcha, that the community has really embraced, where these teacher support systems are not around getting teachers and saying what you're doing wrong, but truly around growing the community and, you know, on the path to world-class education.
Mm-hmm.
So they have about 65 schools, 27,000 students, I believe, and they work with Bullseye in all 65 of their schools to implement these, like, walkthrough and teacher support systems. And in our first 2 years of partnership there, we saw after that their average standard student score, we saw after that their average standard student scores grew at 6 times the rate of the state.
Wow.
Which is really great.
Yeah.
And then last year they actually had even more incredible student growth, at growing, you know, more than 10 times the rate of the state, and schools that kind of had high adoption with Bullseye and really used it effectively to support their teachers grew at a magnitude of three or four of even those that average in the district. And so really fantastic. There's one elementary school, Oak Park Elementary, a fantastic principal there, and they just have been incredibly effective at supporting their teachers. And we just found out that they have a 93% teacher retention rate, which, you know, with everything going on. And,
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, that speaks highly of the partnership you have for them to create that achievement in such a quick time.
Right.
That means it works.
Yeah.
And that's great for y'all. That shows that, you know, with the right partner, that it's going to make it happen.
Right. And, you know, going back to like the research on collective teacher efficacy, that's something that's like top of mind for us. And, you know, 98% of teachers who are supported in Bullseye feel that they can positively impact teaching and learning, which is, you know, collective efficacy. And 90% of principals say, yes, this does save me time and keep me organized. So, you know, trying to hit the tactical things, but as well as, you know, the research back components.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, and it's, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times what happens is when a district is moving in the wrong direction, when things aren't improving, mm-hmm. or aren't improving, quote, enough for the powers that be, we find that the administration comes down harder and harder on the teachers because they're like, you know, you got to get this, you know, we got to get your scores up and blah, blah, blah. And that, you know, beat them down, it's not an effective management strategy. Let's just say it that way. And so to me, one of the things that I'm hearing is that because of your philosophy and the your guiding principles, that you, Bullseye, focuses on, you know, the respect of the teachers, helping those teachers through those pain points, helping them grow instead of beating them down. Mm-hmm. And you know, the fact that, you know, you've got a district with 93% teacher retention, you've got teachers who are being supported through those pain points, through those growth points, and therefore that is being passed on to their students, obviously, through, you know, their increased scores and their increased output. Mm-hmm. I think it's a wonderful tool, and it's such a different direction than, you know, we've heard about, you know, they've been doing walkthroughs probably since school ever started, or at least when the powers that be got involved, you know, and how many times, like you said, it's a gotcha situation. You know, I'm checking off the list of the mm-hmm. things you're doing wrong rather than pumping you up and celebrating the things you're doing right. So I'm really excited for what Bullseye is doing, where your growth is going, and what you guys are going to do in the future.
Thank you so much for saying that. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it's all about supporting teachers in service of students, and we get to work with some really great partners across the country, schools of all types, independent schools, public schools, charter schools, and I'd be interested to know what kind of things, maybe it doesn't need to be specifically in the professional development teacher support realm, but what are some things that are really resonating, resources, topics that are resonating with your viewers these days?
The exact same thing. You know, it all comes down to happiness in the classroom on both ends.
Yeah.
And teacher happiness is a big deal. That's what's going to create retention. Mm-hmm. And feeling like they're heard, feeling like they're needed, and they're making a difference. And, you know, what Bullseye does is, you know, get to that point through a process of consistency.
Yes.
And that's it. I mean, it's the same thing we had since we started public education in the United States for teachers. And just think, it's the prairie. Here's your house, here's your food, here's your one room classroom. We need you. You're a vital part of this community. We need to get back to that. And that's where we are. And this is exactly the mark that you're shooting for.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that I find so interesting, fascinating, really, about, especially in our area, you know, we're in very rural Arkansas.
Okay.
And our towns, where I live and where Jeff lives, is about 20 miles apart. And one of the things that I find, to me it's kind of funny, but it's so weird. We have teachers who leave the district where we work to come to the district where I live, and then we have teachers who leave the district where I live to go to the district where I work, and they have the same like reasons for leaving. Like, well, I'm not supported here, blah, 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 but they're both switching, and then when they do switch, they're like, oh, I'm so much better supported here. So I think a lot of it is helping the teachers and the administrators understand what it means to support the teachers and be able to communicate that. Because I think part of the problem that we have is that even when educators are being supported by their administrators, they don't necessarily see it that way because it's not being communicated effectively,
right,
or positively, or sometimes at all, right? And so what they perceive as being, you know, not treated well or not supported, it's not that they're not, it's just they don't realize they are because that's not being communicated.
Right.
So you know, you were asking, you know, what are some of the things we're seeing? And that's one of the things that jumps out at me, because I just think it's so bizarre that, you know, you have this crossover and yet you're both complaining about the same thing, and then finding supposedly the positive at the other site. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what?
No, teachers, they're not wrong, you know. A lot of times the supports aren't happening in the frequency that they would like or the manner that they would like. And mm-hmm. something I hear from principals, frankly, all the time is, hey, I haven't received the training or coaching
right.
into how to do this effectively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was a teacher a few years ago, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or last year.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden I'm a principal. Wait, what?
Yeah.
When the status quo is met and, you know, mediocrity's hit,
uh-huh.
everyone seems happy. Everything seems to be running. We lose sight of our goals. You know, we get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think most schools are sitting at this point.
Yeah.
And so that's how we lose sight of what are our teachers happy? Are the students happy? Are our parents happy? Are our communities happy? Because we've hit status quo and everybody's happy. So, but you know, you're asking the right questions. So, you know, on the floor today, definitely ask that question of everyone you run into,
yeah.
especially third grade teachers and,
okay.
you know, science teachers in high school. They're the ones that are going to let you know for sure what's going down. So,
well, science, middle school science teachers. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, they see it all.
Yeah.
So, middle school, especially. Okay. So, for our listeners, if they want to find out more information or get in touch with you and, you know, what's the best way they can do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is bullseye.education, bullseye.education. There's a ton of great information about our work, about some of our partner successes, about the product, and some easy ways to get in touch with us to schedule a friendly conversation, or again, just to learn more. We got some valuable resources on there, but yeah.
Awesome, man. Hey, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you guys. This was such a nice way to start my day.
Awesome.
Great.
Have a good FETC.
Still using Google Forms for classroom walkthroughs? Bullseye gives K-12 leaders the easiest, most customizable school walkthrough, coaching, and feedback platform that helps measurably improve teachers' instructional practices and students' test scores. You can learn to use Bullseye within minutes, and the platform is fully customizable with your organizational's instructional framework. Quickly and easily capture in-the-moment feedback using a cell phone, tablet, or computer. Empower teachers to reflect on and improve their own practice using the power of video. That's Bullseye for Schools. Bullseye.education. Thanks for listening to this episode of EduTech Guys. Listen to other episodes at edutechguys.com.